MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Bill. One more Baseball Insider for the year 2020 that we all would like to forget.
Exactly. You stole my thunder, Andy. I mean, I'm thinking this is the last one for 2020 here on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. And we do have a little bit of news out there for everyone to get updated on, but again, nothing earth-shattering.
Yeah, I'm gonna label this first segment, Andy, names that you probably don't know, but let's go for it. What's up with the Red Sox?
Well, I think I'm probably the only one that knows most of these names, but here we go. The Red Sox have made a signing in the free agent market. Get excited, everyone. Not really. They've inked 31-year-old pitcher Matt Andreese to a one-year, $2.1 million contract. 2020 with the Angels, Andreese had a record of 2-4 with an ERA of 4.50 in 16 games. Andreese, also a member of the Rays, when Red Sox president of baseball operations, Chaim Bloom, worked for the Rays front office. So you see a little bit of a symmetry there that, you know Chaim Bloom from the past, you could find yourself with a job with the Red Sox going forward.
There you go. Any other Red Sox signings or even potential signings at this point?
Well, they're expressing some interest in a couple players recently. Utility man Kiki Hernandez, who spent the last 6 years with the Dodgers. Red Sox considering him to be their new second baseman. Hernandez also played for Team Puerto Rico in the 2017 World Baseball Classic. And guess what? Sox manager Alex Cora was the general manager of that team. So again, another connection from the past that could bring you to Fenway Park in 2021. Yeah. Red Sox also interested in Japanese pitching star Tomoyuki Sugano, who was posted as a free agent by the Yomiuri Giants. He has until January 7th to sign with a major league team. So we'll have to see where he may end up, or he could just stay in Japan.
Hey, how did Japanese baseball do this past year? I'm throwing this one out as a surprise curveball here on you, but...
Well, it went along as planned. I mean, they did obviously have games with no fans in the stands, similar to what we saw here.
Oh, I remember that now at the beginning of our year. Yeah, I'm coming back.
Yeah. And ESPN actually covered a lot of the games from the Korean Baseball League. So they had their season. Not too sure how much it was cut by. Like, Major Leagues were cut to 60 games. I'm not sure how long a Japanese or Korean season generally is. If they had it shortened down, it could have been. But, they got it in.
Yeah, so soon I forget. What a long year this has been, though. All right. Andy, what else?
Well, the Red Sox have lost a player from their roster in 2020. Here's a name that I'm sure no one will know. Catcher Davy Grillon has been taken off waivers to the Reds from the Red Sox. He played just one game for the Sox in 2020. He did have a hit in an RBI, though. I know who he is, but not many Red Sox fans do, I'm sure. And going forward, I'm sure Reds fans won't know who he is either.
So what number becomes available now that he's left the team, Andy?
That's a good question. I should have looked that up and been prepared. But I'd say his number was somewhere in the 80s.
Exactly. All right. I know you always let us know what's happening on with the Nesson Classics here when we talk. So what's up today, New Year's Eve? What's the celebration this New Year's Eve for Nesson Classics?
Well, it's the best of Roger Clemens week. Oh, boy. Let's get excited for it. And tonight's game is a game from April 20th of 1994. Clemens throwing a two-hitter. He struck out 10 in shutting out the Oakland A's 2-0 at Fenway. And as we get back to a topic we just talked about with Davy Grillon getting claimed by the Reds, just to let you know, he did wear number 73 for the Reds.
Oh, man, you are good.
One game this year.
You are good. All right. You know, in the last segment, I mentioned the names we don't know. But coming up here, we got names that those are childhood names for me coming up. So tell us what's up with Major League Baseball news.
Yeah, unfortunately, not the good news to report with these names. Major League Baseball remembering Hall of Fame pitcher Phil Niekro, the infamous knuckleballer, passed away on Sunday at the age of 81. Niekro won 318 games over 24 seasons, mostly with the Braves. He won a record 121 games after the age of 40. Niekro becomes the seventh Hall of Famer to pass away in 2020, including Tom Seaver, Bob Gibson, Whitey Ford, Al Kaline, Lou Brock, and Joe Morgan.
Yeah, great names. And, man, we were talking about that. Unfortunately, a lot of those deaths seem to all come within like a month of each other, it seemed like, this summer, right, when we were talking?
Yeah, certainly. Oh, man. Definitely tough times for baseball fans of the past.
The great names from the 70s and, I guess, 80s as well. Okay, even like, go back to the 60s for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Andy, what else do we have from news from around Major League Baseball?
Well, one team has certainly been very active this week, Bill, the San Diego Padres. They traded four minor league prospects to the Tampa Bay Rays for their number one starter, Blake Snell, the 2018 AL Cy Young Award winner. Then they sent pitcher Zach Davies and four more prospects to the Cubs for their number one starter, Yu Darvish, and catcher Victor Caratini. Then the Padres signed Korean baseball organizational standout infielder Ha-Sung Kim. So the Padres are certainly in it to win it in 2021 as they're making plenty of moves and getting their fans all jacked up and ready for the upcoming season.
And what's the latest news on Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Well, the latest skinny out there on Jackie is that he could be heading to work for a former employer. Yes, Dave Dombrowski and the Philadelphia Phillies, they're interested in signing Bradley to play center field. So we'll have to see if he goes back with Dave Dombrowski in Philadelphia. But the Red Sox brass still say that they are interested in bringing Jackie back. But I wouldn't bet your last penny on it. I think you'll see him playing another uniform for this upcoming season.
Well, you know, Andy, let me just tell you this. All these connections in the past, working for connections in the future here. If I got a job with the Dodgers, I think the rumors could start that you might be joining me soon. You know what I'm saying, Andy?
I hear you. And I'd be going right along with you, but that's how it all works.
Well, you and the kids moving out to the West Coast with me, you know?
Oh, sure. Why not? We'll go for it.
Exactly. All right, Andy, we'll talk again soon. Probably not till next year, but we'll talk again.
And I'll be looking forward to it as usual. Happy New Year, everybody.
You got it. Happy New Year, everybody. With Andy Carbone, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, I'm Bill Newell.